Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Q2 FY20 earnings conference call of Finolex Industries Limited, hosted by Investec Capital Services. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ritesh Shah from Investec Capital Services. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Shah.
Thanks, Margaret. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining Finolex Q2 FY20 conference call. We have with us Mr. Sanjay Mat, Managing Director, and Mr. Anil Wadhwani, Director of Finance and Chief Financial Officer, and we also have Mr. Krishnamurthy. Over to you, sir, for the comments, and then we can have a Q&A session post that. Thank you.
Thank you, Ritesh. Good morning to all of you. I welcome all of you on behalf of Finolex Industries to this investor conference call. We are happy to talk about the second quarter results, FY20, along with my colleagues here. To start with, let me start with the pipe business. The sales volume for PVC pipes and fittings was about 48,000 metric tons, higher by 6.1% against the quarter last year, 45,000 tons. So this is 6.1% higher. On the PVC sector, the sales volume for PVC resin has been little lower, 4.7% at 41,000 metric tons against 43,000 last year. On the top line, the revenue was Indian rupees 5,767 million for this quarter, which is about 6.3% higher than the revenue last year, which was 5,426 million. Against this, the bottom line, the profit after tax is Indian rupees 1,027 million, which is higher by 34.4% against the last year quarter, which was at 764 million. This is because of the change in the income tax rules. In the PVC segment, lower PVC to EDC delta due to lower PVC price and higher EDC price has reduced our margins on year-on-year basis at the level of 28%-15% from year-on-year, while on the quarter-to-quarter, there is an increase, and the margins have improved from 7%-15%. Whereas the pipe segment, the volume growth is only 6% due to the heavy rains during this monsoon. As you know, every year, the monsoon period, we see that the volumes are lower, but this year it is 6% higher than the last year volumes. In spite of lower EBT and PAT is higher due to revision in tax provision and the tax laws amendment. I think we give these numbers, and we throw open the floor for any questions, and we will be happy to answer you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who would like to ask a question, please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Devansh Nigotia from SIMPL. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I'm new to this company, so, I mean, few question might be too basic. I just wanted to get a handle on the growth trajectory of the company. So when we look at the history, and I go through the volume numbers, so March 2006 to 2013 was a really high growth period, and then there which was around 18% CAGR, and then there was a moderation to 7% CAGR from there on. So, I mean, why has the growth trajectory changed? What factors would you attribute it to?
I think on the pipe segment, we are still having about 8-9% CAGR for last 4 years. There have been years which are showing lower growth, but subsequent years there has been higher growth. So the overall CAGR has been about 9%. I think we are taking a target to around 12-14% this year. Hopefully, we will be able to achieve that.
So because main reason for this question was that I wanted to understand currently, are we done through the cycle where PVC pipe was replacing metal pipes, or I mean, where are we in that process?
I think PVC pipes market is still growing at the rate of double digit. I can't say whether it is 10% or 14%, but double digit growth in PVC pipes market is a given fact. I think the present market size is about 2 million tons, and this year it could touch about 2.2 to 2.3 million tons. So we don't see that really speaking PVC is being challenged by any other material so far. Overall plastic pipe market is something like 28 to 30,000 crores. And out of that, PVC itself is about 20,000 crores. There are substitutes which are there, but PVC is the leader among the plastic pipes. Whether it will replace DI pipes in the long run, DI pipes has its own specialty and it will still continue to operate. But a substitution on the scale of in a large number may not happen. So we see that PVC will grow and DI pipes will have a smaller play which is there already. HDPE, PPR and the other plastic products, they are growing, but all the plastic pipes products are growing equally good. So more or less they are growing equally at double digit growth. So I think the substitution within the plastics is not very dynamically seen so far.
Okay. So, but I mean, so the new demand that we are seeing for the volume growth, I mean, would you attribute it to the replacement demand for our existing pipes, or is it that it is for the pipes which are being shifted from GI pipes to PVC pipes, or is it that because of new irrigation projects we are getting that demand? So that is where, you know, directionally, I wanted to understand that where is the new demand coming from?
I think the two sectors which are still are the growth drivers for PVC pipes industry. One is the irrigation or the agricultural sector, and the other one is the construction real estate sector. I think both these sectors are still not fully covered, you know. As the urbanization grows, there are cities which are growing, the population is growing, the aspirational quotient is growing, and that is why the housing sector is growing. And in that sector, particularly GI pipes or any other metal pipes are not the preferred products. These are lightweight, these are corrosion resistant and heat stability wise they are good, and so they are easy to fit also, and that is why the pipes market is still going to capture the market for real estate and construction. And on the agricultural side, anyway, irrigation purposes, GI pipes are not the preferred ones. Plastic is definitely a better material. So we don't see that it is a replacement market from the ductile iron.
Okay. So this is it from it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhargav Buddhadev from Kotak Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning and thanks for the opportunity. Sir, is it possible to know the degree of crop damage done in your key catchment areas and whether the present muted sort of volume growth should be extrapolated? The reason I'm asking this is typically cash crops can come back quickly, but other crops like cotton, wheat, where the damage has done, can take some more time.
I think we are also equally, you know, eager to know about how much is the crop damage that has happened. Monsoon got delayed. There were two cyclones recently in October which have hit on the western coast also, and that is why Gujarat, Maharashtra, as well as in the southern peninsula of India, there were rains or maybe post-monsoon rain, you can say. Monsoon withdrawal has still not completed, and there is a lot of moisture in the weather. Given that fact, we are not the ones who can give you the data on where, how much is the crop damage that has happened. I think the government has already instituted the authorities to go into this, because there will be a lot of crop insurance details that will come as well as on this. But the concern is still there, you know, that equally we are concerned that whether this will delay the demand for the pipes. Presently, the pipe demand is very, very subdued, and how long it will take to pick up is a question mark. But as the monsoon has withdrawn, and possibly there won't be any further cyclones that can come, so in another 2 to 3 weeks' time, possibly the demand should pick up, and we should see a momentum in our sales also. Have I answered you?
Yes, yes, sir. Very, very helpful. Secondly, sir, how has been the volume growth in CPVC? Possibly it could be much, much better than the overall pipe growth given the imposition of anti-dumping duty. And if you can sort of quantify what has been the price increase in CPVC since the time the anti-dumping duty has been imposed.
See, the volume growth in CPVC for this quarter, we have grown at about 11% in terms of volume, and for the 6 months ended September, the volume growth has been about 22% in volume terms, and value terms it is higher, it was about 28% for the quarter, and for 6 months is about 39%.
And regarding anti-dumping, since it has not affected us, prices have been increased with the market, nothing to do with the anti-dumping duty.
So, sir, can you quantify what has been the price increase?
It is marginally increased. It is not significant.
Okay. And lastly, sir, the response to the ASTEC exhibition was quite muted, with sort of lots of big names missing. What could be the reason for that, sir?
Which exhibition you said?
ASTEC exhibition, which happens in Mumbai.
No, we normally don't participate in those type of exhibitions.
Sure. Okay, sir, I'll come back in the queue. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Praveen Sahadeo from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question, sir. As you had already given the volume growth number for us, CPVC pipe and building, so can you give the number exactly how much of our revenue you did for the Q2?
Yeah, for CPVC revenue was 68 crores.
And the volume was?
Volume was 2,280 tons.
Okay, and similarly for the column as well, column pipe?
Yeah, column pipes we have done for the quarter 458 tons, and the revenue is 5 crore 60 lakhs.
Okay. Okay, and also can you give the average PVC EDC spread for a quarter?
Yeah.
PVC EDC spread for the quarter was $583.
Okay, and that spread is improving, like as per your presentation, that seems improving in the coming.
Actually, it was less than 500 in last quarter. It was at $490.
Yeah.
Slowly it has picked up. this spread, basically PVC prices remained in about less than 900, whereas the EDC prices were at 400 plus, and so the delta was sub.
How is the current scenario, sir?
$500. But it has picked up now. EDC is coming down, and so it is 583. I think presently it is about $590.
Oh, okay. And secondly, as the custom duty changes on the EDC and the PVC resin as well, so but that's not reflecting in our numbers so far for the first quarter. So is it expected to give some benefit in the coming quarters as well? What's your take on that?
I think the budget was presented in July, and this quarter it has yet to reflect, you know, because second quarter as such, our volumes on PVC also are low, so it may not appear so much. Our quantum also was low, and we don't operate our jetty during monsoons. Our imported materials also did not see that kind of a change. I think when the monsoon has stopped now, and we are opening the jetty in October, and now the new imports have started, so there will be a reflection of whatever changes of duty that we have seen. I think they will reflect in quarter three and then quarter four also.
Okay. Lastly, sir, on the fitting volumes, in the fitting volume also, we are not picking up, in the numbers. This quarter, we had seen a 3% of a growth just. So, can you give some guidelines, like how we are seeing this fitting numbers the way forward, as our CPVC numbers is also moving quite strongly? So why the fitting is at the same level?
See, while we are focusing now, to answer your question, what we have done is we are focusing on the non-agri segment, where the fitting volumes are more compared to the agri segment. See, this quarter, as you know, is a monsoon quarter, so generally the volumes are a bit low. But then while our focus is there to improve, going ahead, we'll definitely see some traction in the fittings business.
But as long as the agri remains to be 70% or more, obviously the fittings volume will continue to be in that range, 6 to 7%, and may marginally go up as we extend the SKU ranges.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the second half for volume guidance, if any?
See, we have been saying roughly about 12 to 14% for the year. So hopefully we should achieve that. And half year, if you see, it is 13.6% so far.
Okay.
Hopefully the market will pick up and we should be able to achieve that target.
Okay.
Half year also.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Thank you for taking my question. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sonali Salgaonkar from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is regarding the raw material prices. Could you please tell us what were the prices for EDC, ethylene and VCM this quarter versus Q2 FY19?
Yeah, EDC price was 317 for the quarter. For the quarter, September, this September. And ethylene was 780. VCM was 735.
And PVC?
PVC was 900.
Okay. So as compared to Q2 FY19?
Q2 FY19, I'll tell you. PVC 973, EDC 332, ethylene 1242, and VCM 733. So the PVC EDC delta was 641. And PVC to VCM delta also was 240.
Got it, sir. So second question is regarding the CAPEX. Do we maintain our CAPEX guidance that we set out at the start of the year? To be precise, adding almost 30 to 40,000 metric tons at the CAPEX of 1 billion rupees this year?
Yeah, CAPEX will be about 1 billion. See, what we have done is we are adding more SKUs in the fitting range. So molds we are adding. On pipes, by the year end, I do not know whether the new capacity will be up, but roughly about 1 billion rupees of capex will be incurred, yes.
Got it. And currently our pipes capacity is 370,000 metric tons.
You are right.
And roughly at a utilization of 65 to 70%.
You are right. Yeah.
Got it. So, and my last question is, in CPVC pipes and column pipes, can we have the volume and value numbers for Q2 FY19 as well? So, you gave us the numbers for this quarter, but the similar quarter last year.
Yeah, for Q2 FY19, CPVC was 2,065 metric tons, and the value is 53 crores. And for column pipes, so it is 476 metric tons and value is 5 crore 60 lakhs.
Okay, so almost flattish here on you for the column pipes.
Yes.
Got it. So my last question is, how many SKUs do we have at present in the PVC range and in the CPVC range?
I think on the PVC, we have 400 SKUs in pipes and about 1,000 SKUs in fittings. And whereas on the CPVC side, we have 37 SKUs on pipes and about 175 on the fitting side.
Got it. So, and do we still envisage that, you know, over the medium term, we will lower our dependence on agriculture to say about 50-50% in plumbing versus agriculture, say over the next 5 to 7 years?
I think our presently we are more skewed on agriculture. Our present market segment is 70% agriculture, 30% non-agriculture. And we are hoping and we are trying our best to cross over like this, that we will be increasing our non-agri portfolio by increasing the portfolio with giving more products, as well as making efforts in market to improve our market share on non-agri. So we hope that we should be increasing it more than 30%.
All right, sir. That's it from me. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kunal Lakhan from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good morning. So I missed it. You said that pipes and fittings guidance, volume guidance is in the range of 6 to 7%?
No, we said it will be 12 to 14% for the whole year.
Yeah, okay. And the PVC volume guidance is 6 to 7%?
PVC is capacity limited by the design and all that. So we will be running full out. So we should be able to run about 250,000 tons a year at the end of the year.
Sure, sure. But the fact that, you know, you mentioned that the industry keeps growing in double digit, there's an opportunity.
No, PVC in volume side will be always in a flat out on the operation and capacity utilization. We run somewhere around 95% to 98% capacity utilization on PVC. Whereas PVC pipes market is more on the market side, we will have to see. And we produce as the market demand goes up. So there can be a guidance coming on how we can meet the market demand. We are not selling PVC resin anyway.
Sure. In terms of EBIT margins for pipes in this quarter, there was a sequential decline versus Q1, you know, despite the overall realizations being slightly higher. Anything that I missed out on?
No, it is because of lower volumes that we do in Q2. The margins you will always traditionally find lower in Q2 for pipes and fittings.
Okay, it's seasonality basically.
Yes.
All right, yeah. Thank you. That's it for my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Umesh Patel from TCG Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for giving me opportunity. Most of my questions has been answered. Only one thing that is, you know, from my side is, I mean, the monsoon is over normal, water reservoirs are at record high, then and the kharif crop has already been, you know, failed for this season. So do you think that the volume guidance that you have given, though you have achieved 13.6%, but the way, you know, the industry has been and there is liquidity crunch kind of thing, kharif crop has already been, you know, failed. So rabi and summer crop season, there will be, you know, more installation of pipes that will boost your volume. I just wanted to understand industry dynamic, how it will work.
I think there have been a lot of governmental programs which are also there. Crop insurance will also support whatever losses have happened on the agricultural crop sector. And there are demands coming from most of the governments to support the farmers, and most of the governments will also support them. So whatever losses have happened, possibly they will be replenished by the government schemes. We expect that the rabi crop will be very strong, you know, and that is why rabi crop comes somewhere around holy time, and beyond that the demand goes up to June. So there is going to be a upsurge in piping demand for the agriculture sector that we envisage. It will grow through winter and peak out in summer. That is what we expect.
Yeah, so with, you know, the 12 to 14% guidance is probably what you are looking for. So
actually, our agri is strong, but at the same time we are growing quite aggressively in non-agri also.
Yeah,
so
that is
the average growth rate is 13% on the present level, whereas the non-agri growth is more than 13%. So we will also compensate part of the loss on agri by non-agri. That is what we are expecting.
Right. So if I look at the, you know, pricing, raw material prices in last 1 month, PVC prices per kg has been, you know, fallen by around 3 to 5%. Right.
Right.
Yeah. So there is scope for another, you know, inventory loss in this quarter, both in PVC resin.
Whenever prices fall, that is evident. It will happen. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investor Capital Services. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I have a few questions. Sir, first is, did we have any new product launches, say, in last 3 to 6 months?
We have increased our fitting segment. We also have introduced ball valves on the CPVC sector. And we are also looking at ball valves for UPVC sector. So these are some of the launches we have done. They have yet to take off and breaking even, but we have already started that.
So what is the application for this ball valves? Is it something to do with the agri sector itself, or is it non-agri?
It is in the plumbing sector, and so it is for the indoor piping in the real estate and construction.
Okay.
On the agri sector, there are the fittings portfolio is small, you know, because the length of the pipes are more than the fittings, and that is why you will always find the fitting to pipes ratio on agri is low. Same thing on the wall segment also. The agri pipes are long distance and don't require so many walls, as compared to the indoor real estate housing sector, where you have more number of fittings compared to the pipes. Okay.
So what is the fitting to piping ratio for agri and non-agri? A broad number will also do fine.
In agri, it will be somewhere around 7% to 7.5%, whereas in the non-agri, it could be 15% in value. Huh? Yeah.
On value terms. Okay. And sir, any new product launches planned over next 6 to 12 months? Anything more on the fitting side or any other segment that we are looking at, or any product extensions?
We are likely to increase our CPVC SKU portfolio by another 60 to 70 SKUs. So that is one part we are doing. Similarly, on the UPVC fittings, we are also enlarging this by another 10%.
Right. Sir, the column pipe ramp-up hasn't been on the expected lines. I think it was, we had a proactive approach to increase volumes on the column pipes. Sir, how are we looking at this market? Was it purely a function of monsoons, or is it something else that we should be aware of?
I think this year we have degrowth on column pipes, but column pipe is definitely we entered little late, you know, so the market penetration for us has taken some time. I think we are aggressively looking at it, that particularly the market is for South India, and there are already established players, so we are trying to penetrate that market somehow.
But sir, if one says the same thing for CPVC, I think we have done phenomenally well over here, but we don't see a similar ramp up on column pipes. So is it like we are giving credit on CPVC, not giving on column pipes? Is that a reason, or the competitive intensity in the marketplace is different because of pricing or discounts?
I think CPVC is in housing sector and is well distributed all across India. And we are also growing quite well in CPVC sector. Whereas in column pipes, is more focused on where there is a drought-prone area or the rain shadow area where it is going for groundwater. And this is mostly in the Deccan Plateau as well as on the southern part of India. And where we have been a little late on starting this particular product segment. I think we will be catching up soon. We are trying to catch up also.
But sir, are you referring to the market growth rates being lower in this particular segment, or is it a saturated market as compared to CPVC?
I won't call that column or the borewell sector will go down. India needs water, and there is hardly any surface water available. So groundwater is the main irrigation supply water source. And it will remain, but the groundwater table is going down and down, and it is going up to 700 feet to 750 feet in some places in South India. And so there is definitely harvesting also along with that is required. We see that this segment will still grow, you know, that Indian population is growing, need for agriculture is also growing, and water is depleting. So this sector should be growing. I think we should be able to capture on this opportunity.
Right. Sir, my second question is, have you heard anything incrementally from Nal Se Jal program of the government? Because it did make headlines, but we haven't heard anything specific.
We have also heard the headlines. The headlines are yet to get converted into actual on the ground level, you know. And there are some schemes which are being developed by the state government as well as by the municipal corporations for water supply as well as sanitation. So it has yet to take shape in terms of tenders as well as on the ground. It has not taken off so far. I think it was started only about a few months back. We will see as it unfolds how this particularly gets converted and monetized in terms of the demand for the plastic pipes.
Right.
Specifically for PVC pipes.
Right. Sir, just two questions. Revenue, EBITDA and PAT numbers for Phenolics Larsen, that is one. And secondly, the price trend for PVC and CPVC from 1st of October onwards.
Can you repeat the question? Your voice was breaking up.
Sir, numbers for Phenolics Larsen, revenue, EBITDA and PAT for the quarter.
For the quarter?
Yes, sir.
Just a second.
And second question was, how have the PVC and CPVC prices trended from 1st of October?
I think on the PVC side, the prices are almost bottomed out. You know, in the long-term average, if you see your PVC, 900 plus is the one. It had reached 1,000 at one time last year, but then it came down now to about 860, 870. So this is more or less a bottom price. We don't see that the international prices will be going down further. The present guidance by most of the suppliers, either from Taiwan or from Korea and all that, is around 860, 870. On CPVC, definitely the anti-dumping duty has raised the prices higher for the cheaper sources from China and Korea. And everybody otherwise is also at par with whatever duties that have been levied. So this price is almost like unviable if it goes higher, because then it cannot be borne by the producer. It has to go to the customer. I think there will be a backlash on this. So we see that CPVC will remain stagnant, whereas SPVC or the UPVC prices should go up.
Okay.
From here.
Yeah. And Phenolex Plasson figures, for the quarter revenue is about, for the quarter September 19, revenue is about 95 crores compared to 100 crores in September 2018. For the half year is about 176 crores this September 19 against 179 crores in September 2018. Mm-hmm. PAT is 5 crores this quarter. 5 crores compared with 4 crores in the previous quarter. For the 6 months, this 6 months it is 7.5 crores to 6.5 crores in the previous half year.
Okay, fine. Thank you so much, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Srinath V from Bellwether Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just wanted to understand what is the broad impact of the CPVC anti-dumping duty, and what part of the market is with the Chinese and the Koreans? And given that they will vacate the market, do you see a substantial market share gain for us? And so could you just give us a broad understanding and outlook?
I think the broad market for CPVC at present is somewhere around 150,000 to 180,000 tons. Put together, this is the demand for CPVC pipes and fittings. And now, the supply side, there are only three suppliers worldwide, major suppliers, two Japanese and one US and one European. So four suppliers are there. Chinese and Korean supplies were somewhere around 30 to 40% of the total market was being supplied through these two countries. Now, given this size, that means something like 40,000 tons, you can say, was coming from China and Korea. So this has to be replenished or supplied by the other players who were already there. Now, this possibly is suddenly it cannot happen. So there is some kind of a tough situation on CPVC supply side.
So are we facing supply constraints because our volume growth numbers at 11%, given the 13% of the market is
long term contract with Lubrizol.
Okay, so there's no supply issues for us.
Yeah, so we don't have any issues on CPVC supplies. We are
then
on
why is volume growth only 11%, sir, if 30-35% of the market is vacating? Wouldn't volume growth be significantly higher?
I think the market is not vacating. The market is getting growth because some of the small players might have got out. So we can't say whether market is diminishing. Market segment is remaining strong. I think more or less all organized players on CPVC are growing fast.
Okay. And has Lubrizol increased price of the CPVC compound post this anti-dumping duty?
I think it is a long-term contract. It is a price formula based. So it is not like any anti-dumping duty is there on their supplies.
So they have not moved on price.
Their supplies are not from China or from Korea, and that is what we think, that they have not raised any prices for us. They are still the same prices that they have offered.
Okay, so the raw material prices has been rather constant, and we've got a kind of a significant increase in the product price. Fair assumption, sir?
It is an annual pricing contract, so whatever revision happens, it happens at the beginning of a year.
Of the calendar year, so we'll know by Jan, Feb. Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your valuable inputs.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anupam Goswami from Stewart & Marketage. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So, what kind of growth are we targeting in the CPVC segment?
CPVC?
Yes, sir.
CPVC should be more than our normal UPVC. UPVC we are targeting about 12% to 14%. CPVC definitely more than 20%. At present we have been growing more than 20%. And we hope that we should be touching about 25% at least this year. Last 2 years we have grown more, but as the base increases, the growth rate little bit will slow down. So we are targeting 25% growth.
Okay. And so you mentioned that...
For example, last year we made 8,000 tons. We will definitely cross 10,000 this year.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And so you mentioned of the market size around 150,000 to 180,000. So where are we, you know, in where are we and other competitor organized are placed in the market share pie?
I think there are two major players already. Everybody, I think you may be knowing more. Ashirwad and Astral, they are the two leading CPC, and Supreme, they are the third one. We are not on the first, you know, top of the line player in this. We are only 8,000 to 10,000 tons. Whereas these two players may be 30 to 40,000 tons, you know. So these are the two major players. Our market share is low. I think we are just about 6-8%.
Okay.
And we hope that we have to catch up, and we will definitely be taking up our CPVC portfolio to 20,000 tons in next 3 years.
Okay. And so if you could guide us, what kind of margin do we make in CPVC pipes and fittings compared to PVC?
Obviously, CPVC is slightly more. While PVC, if you see the EBIT margins for the total PVC pipes and fittings basket is about... In a normal period, it's about close to 8%. CPVC is double digit.
CPVC is double digit. Double digit as in like early double digit or 12-14% like that?
Yeah, around 12% you can say.
Okay, okay. And so my last question would be like you mentioned about, you know, adding capacities in the PVC pipes. But we are on the resin capacity, we are running at around 95-98%. So as and when the pipes volumes increase, should we are we looking to, you know, close our, you know, external sales of PVC resin or completely focus on the captive consumption?
I think we are at present also focusing on captive consumption. Slowly we will be running out of any resin for merchant sale outside in the domestic market. So we will sell it inside or we will consume it inside only. And the days are not far away that we may have to buy from outside.
But we won't be looking to adding capacity in the resin.
Resin capacity addition has different dynamics than the pipes. It's very high capital intensive. And it is feedstock dependent, you know, the feedstocks availability, particularly EDC and ethylene, the ones which are holding us back. I think our efforts are on to find out how we can tie up for such type of supply chain, and then only we can take a call on this.
Okay. And so my last question would be, what is the price hike lag that you guys take if the PVC or the ethylene EDC prices increases? So if the spread decreases, what's the lag of the price hike taken in the pipes?
No, see, once, you know, PVC resin prices are not dependent upon EDC ethylene prices. Of course, I mean, while it has an impact, PVC resin, EDC ethylene, they all have their own supply demand dynamics. And PVC price in India are at import parity because more than 50% of the PVC resin is imported into the demand for the demand is so that the more than 50% is being imported. So any change in the PVC resin price is immediately passed on to the PVC pipes and fittings. And while the EDC and ethylene prices may not change, it can change in different time periods.
Okay. No, my question was like, if the spread decreases for us, So should we increase our prices? Do we look into that function, or it's a completely different dynamics on the market supply demand?
When the spread decreases in PVC segment, it remains there. There's no effect on the pipe segment.
Okay. And so, my last question is that on FY20, or are we looking to any price hike, or have we taken price hike in this year?
We have, of course, we have. You know, any change in the PVC resin prices immediately passed on to the PVC pipes and fittings. And going ahead, also, the price dynamics continues to be that way. Any change in the PVC resin prices will have a change in the PVC pipe price.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That was all.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vipul Shah from Sumangal Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. What was the delta for VCM this quarter?
PVC VCM?
Yeah.
The PVC VCM this quarter has been $165.
And what was the same last year's same quarter?
It was 240.
240. It has come down to 165.
Yes.
And sir, in your presentation, slide number 8, this EDC prices have bottomed around April, and EDC PVC delta has bottomed out around April, and it has been steadily moving up. So still, why profitability has been impacted adversely in the PVC segment?
See, the monsoon month, what we do is we stock up EDC in the month of May. So what happens is, while the chart that we show is the current market scenario.
So is that inventory loss?
For us, you know, when we stock up, we have about 2 months stock with us. During monsoon, we have 4 months stock with us. So the Platts price that we have indicated in the chart may not actually reflect what is our delta.
And if you check sequentially, the margins have improved in PVC segment.
Oh, okay. Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sneha Talreja from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Good morning. Rohan here. Sir, first question is on this agri market. So though we have reported some volume growth in PVC segment as well, but we understand that our competitor and overall, there has been some market share loss for some of the leading players in the market because of credit crisis. Companies like Kisan and Jain has been losing market in agri in first half. Given that, I mean, have we not been able to gain market share in PVC pipe or especially agri pipe segment, despite we have a very strong presence in agri?
We don't know about the competitors' actual agri versus non-agri split. Whatever is the claim, I think you may be knowing better. We have made a 6.1% higher in this quarter, whereas non-agri, we have grown faster. I think many of the players are more on non-agri, whom you are maybe comparing. So possibly their growth rates are reflecting non-agri growth, which we also have got higher growth. We don't see that we have lost any market share on our agri products.
But sir, do you see that some of the leading players in the market who were very strong in agri side, once again referring some competitors' name like Jain and Kisan and even some other players in south-based market, they have been losing market in first half because of various issues which these companies are facing. In light of that, I just wanted to understand that almost 70% of our business comes from agri business itself. We should have seen a very strong 18-20% sort of growth probably in agri side.
Basically, that could have been the reason for 18% growth in Q1.
But the first, but sir, I think that even entire first half probably we could have seen a higher growth. That's what my question was.
We also wish
not gain the market share.
I think the whole market contracted because the monsoon was very strong after mid-July August, September, and even late October. So the market contracted. I don't see that market share is lost by Phenolex.
Okay, sir, just asking the same question again. So do you see that by the end of the year, and do you see that there is these companies or some of the competitors are facing challenges in the market, and that's where you may see a probably higher growth in agri segment itself, or our focus itself is not there too much and we are still focusing too much on non-agri, and that's why you may not see the significant volume growth in second half as well in agri pipes I'm talking about?
No, I think we expect that our growth guidance will remain, you know, it will be double digit, that much we are definitely hopeful. At present our overall growth is more than 13%. So we should be able to maintain that momentum compared to both agri and non-agri together. We should be able to make 12 to 14%.
While we are focusing,
so your target was 12%.
Losing focus on agri. So yeah. Agri continues to be our focus area.
Okay. I was just trying to understand, is there any chances that we may see high growth in UPVC segment? You mentioned 12% in UPVC and 20% in CPVC. So given that some competitors are getting out of the business, so can we see higher growth in UPVC segment? That's what my question was.
You see, not...
No, of course. We definitely want to have higher growth. This is the target is a double digit, the MD said, between 12 to 14%. And keeping that in mind, if we achieve higher than that, yes, it's always welcome.
Okay. So we are not capacity constrained in UPVC segment, and which can restrict this growth, isn't it?
I think we have a capacity of 370,000 tons of pipes.
Okay.
And the volume is still around 3 lakh tons. So you can see what we are, you know. We have excess capacity at present.
Okay. Sir, second question is on this. You mentioned that Lubrizol have yet not increased any prices despite almost 30,000-40,000 tons supplies which was coming from China, Korea has already gone off the market. So while we understand that other markets, like especially Europe and Japanese market, have already increased the prices to the Indian player. So, when you see that Lubrizol also going to probably increase the prices, and will there be possibility for you to pass on this impact and the CPVC end consumer, or there may be some sort of margin pressure which you have to absorb?
We will take a call when it really happens. We are on formula base, so it is not like what we see, you know. It is not necessarily that some anti-dumping on some other countries are there, so all other countries will also follow that and will do it. We don't see that there will be a very high change on the pricing on CPC.
Okay, sir. Just third question, and I come back into again. Sir, what can you give us some sense that what is our capital employed in fittings only, and then what kind of revenues we are having in fittings?
No, we don't have that number, separate number for fittings only.
Okay, and the current 100 crore rupees in the current year is all going into pipes, or it includes even further investment in fittings?
No, it includes fittings also. It includes some replacement assets in PVC segment as well.
Okay, so that's it from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashish from IDFC. Please go ahead.
Sir, just one question on the broader industry level. Sir, can you talk about competitive intensity by other larger players on the plumbing pipe side? So have they turned more aggressive in the market to capture market share, or is it still status quo as earlier? So I wanted your comments on that.
We are looking at our own growth rates, you know. The market is growing on plumbing side because of the more urbanization and real estate sector growing. So we look at our own market share, how we can increase our market. I think the growth rate as compared to the four verticals like agricultural, column and bore well, which is agricultural based. On the other hand, the SWR and sewage, and then the plumbing. These are the real estate side. The real estate side may be growing faster than the agricultural sector. So we are also growing more in the non-agri sector, as we have also seen our numbers. I cannot talk about competitors, how they are growing and how they are. There is no separate data that we have in terms of their plumbing volumes and our plumbing volumes.
Okay, sure. So just to understand, this 6% volume growth that you have reported this time around, could you be able to break that up between plumbing and agri?
Plumbing and agri, we will say like this, you know, that in Q2, the agri growth was only 3.1%, whereas non-agri growth was 12.5%, average 6.1%. So you can see agri growth was lower. Even though the total volume was 6.1% higher, the agri growth was 3.1%, whereas the non-agri growth was 12.5%. So that shows that how non-agri is growing faster than this. So most of the other players are more on non-agri. Their growth rates are higher than us.
Okay.
Because our portfolio is 70% on agri.
Okay, and just to understand, this non-agri growth of 12.5%, has that slowed down in recent, is that at a slower rate in Q2 versus your previous four quarters?
No, I will say only about the first half. First half we have grown in agri 12.4% and in non-agri 18%, and making the overall growth as 13.6% in the first half. Okay.
Okay. Okay. And so just one just last question: are we exploring any of these other pipe segments like PPR? Not now, but for the future.
We always keep our eyes open and keep on exploring. There has to be a critical mass to enter into it. That the investments must be balanced by the market size that we can capture. There are various other pipes which are there, you know, that we are actively looking at. At right time we will enter.
Okay, sure. Thanks a lot. That was from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ravi Mehta from Deep Financial Consultants. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my question. I just wanted to want a clarification on the PVC EDC spread. So as per the slide 8 in the presentation, the spreads are close to around 650 and we mentioned we are around 590. Is it because of the inventory we were sitting because the jetty was closed?
Yeah, the 650 that you're talking of is probably on a particular date. The average for the quarter is 583.
Okay.
So the 650, now today if you see that 583 average is gone up to 580 as of, you know, 6th of November. What you're looking probably 650 is on a particular date.
Yeah, so probably the September the
end.
Yeah, September end, that's right. But the average for the quarter is 583.
Okay, and now October, November would have been around?
Average post 30th September is...
actually, as on today, it is 590.
Yeah.
Okay. And now that we would be importing, because I think the jetty opens in September.
October, yes.
October, okay. So we are seeing these close to 600 kind of spreads maintainable at the current prices.
Hopefully, we do not know how the prices move.
Okay, okay. Yeah, thanks. That's it.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sonali Salgaonkar from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the follow-up opportunity. So just one question. On the tax part, there has been a deferred tax write-back. Is it anything to do apart from the corporate tax cuts that we have seen in the last quarter? Because H1 tax rate is well below the 26% new corporate tax rate.
Right. It is only because in the first quarter, full was provided. And on deferred tax, since we had this liability at the old rate, so that also has been corrected in this quarter.
Got it, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Debanjana Chatterjee from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I just have two questions. First is your borrowings have dropped significantly, your short-term borrowings, which always remains at around 90-95 crores. So is it going to maintain or are you going, is it going to add in the second half? What is your borrowings guidance for the full year?
No, no, borrowings have come down because the imports were not there during this quarter. So that is where the borrowings have come down.
Okay. And what is the guidance for the full year in the second half?
So this is need-based. So as we import, we generally resort to buyer's credit because that allows us to have this natural hedge working for us also.
Okay. And your tangible assets, that has also by like gone up by 7%.
Sorry?
Your tangible assets, it has gone up by 7%. So what are the components, main components?
No, which assets did you mention?
Tangible.
Fixed assets.
Yeah.
No, so with the capex that we are incurring, it obviously would go up.
Okay, fine. That's all from my side. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Suparna Das from ICICI Bank. Please go ahead.
Hi. Could you please repeat the prices for EDC and ethylene for the current quarter and same quarter last year?
See, for Q2 FY20,
yes.
You want all the prices? PVC also?
No, just EDC and ethylene.
EDC was $317 and ethylene was $780.
Versus last year?
Last year Q2 FY19, it was EDC was $332.
Yes.
It was $1,242.
Apart from this, in non-agri, what was the growth for H1 FY20? Non-agri growth percentage?
H1 FY20?
18%.
Yeah, 18. Non-agri grew by 18%.
And agri was?
12.4 H1.
12.4%. Just one last question. You mentioned CPVC volume. It was last year, it was 53 crore.
CPVC?
The revenue was 53 crore.
Yeah, value was 53 crore, yes.
53 crore. And H1 growth was 22%?
Yeah.
H1 volume growth was 22%, yes.
Okay. Thank you. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harish Mehta from BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. I have a very general question. Just want to understand if you can share some light over here. Regarding this Swachh Bharat Mission Gramin Yojana launched by government to cover the sanitation coverage in rural areas. So far the 98% decision in the month of June, July. So just want to know how much is your contribution, our contribution in terms of, you know, revenue, how much it has contributed over the last 5 years since this scheme has been launched. Around 9.616 crore toilets have been constructed till February.
I can't give you this answer because we don't have such kind of numbers that how the market, how the retailers take our product and what purpose they are using. Whether it goes for Swachh Bharat or for their own normal sanitation or for their indoor piping, I think we don't have such kind of a data.
You don't have any coverage on this kind of data?
No, such type of data is not there.
Okay.
Particularly on a particular scheme, you know, tomorrow, say, Nal Se Jal, you know, whether we will be able to apportion any growth rate that comes out to only Nal Se Jal or it is the general market. So those type of classifications of growth rates and the drivers that take the growth rate, we have not been able to get that kind of a data.
Okay, because according to the numbers was very big, you know, the maximum fund.
You are right, you know, we also see that there are many such programs. Pradhan Mantri Krushi Sinchai Yojana, Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Gramin, Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana rural, then the urban, then we have Amrut, then we have Swachh Bharat, then now we have Nal Se Jal. Now every program has some kind of a government support coming in terms of allocation, and this allocation comes from state governments as well as from the central government in different forms, and finally it takes shape into some projects. How far that demand is taken up and how we classify this into individual government support program, I think such data is difficult for us to get, you know. We are not concentrating on that kind of a data acquisition. We depend upon the AMI reports and other reports which are there published, you know. So from there we take some guidance.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ritesh Shah for closing comments.
Thank you all for joining the conference call. Bobby sir, Mat sir, you have any closing remarks?
I think we are happy to meet all of you, and we give a guidance on our growth rate, particularly of double digit. We are focusing on non-agri aggressively, and you will see some numbers coming up better against the agri product, and our dependence on agri will also be slowly coming down from 70%. It should come down. Not losing the focus on agri market, we will try to maintain our market share. We also would say that we are looking at new products as well as new verticals and maybe the new geographies. So there will be some kind of decisions which can be made in this time, in direction. So with this note, I would like to conclude this. It was a pleasure talking to you guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Investec Capital Services, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.